This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice, BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Busy week. It's a busy week. First of all, big announcement, 8 o'clock this morning, Alice in Winterland. Good lineup. Good.
Great lineup. Yeah, I'm very excited about this.
Yeah, it's going to be big, big, big. All right, we'll do that in about an hour.
Okay.
We have Bar Bingo this week.
Yes, we do.
I'm looking forward to that.
I know, that's going to be fun.
It's
because
be
we haven't
time.
Done one in a long time.
They say about a year.
Yeah. So
I don't remember.
I feel a little rusty. I don't really like remember how to play bingo.
Fortunately, I went to one not long ago.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Like I said, I feel like that pastor or the guy that it was a church. I feel like the church guy. I feel like he's been to one of ours. He stole a lot of our lines that we used.
Yeah, but the thing is with our sponsor this time, ours is. I don't think he would
get
go to. Yeah,
no.
it's going to be outrageous. This one has
wait.
This one has an angle.
Who's our sponsor again?
Romantics.
Romantics.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
it's going to be a great.
Let me just say they have some door prizes.
Do they really?
Yeah, they really do.
Yeah,
they really
they're bringing
do.
Door prizes.
Yes.
You mean like one of those things?
Wait, how do you do it? Wait,
wow,
what is that?
I'm acting like it's a sword.
Nobody
they
uses it like that. Here, let me show you how you use it. And your eyes roll back in your head like this. Watch again.
The place is going to be packed.
Who does this? Like you're fly fishing.
Yeah, I thought you were fishing too.
Wouldn't you rather I do that than...
Well,
because I don't need it.
Well, you don't use that anyway, there's a lot to explain to you.
I know. All right, so we have Bar Bingo coming up Wednesday. It's going to be really busy. All right, something that's in the news, and Jamie, you know much more than I know because I was out of town. These leaf peepers. Now, leaf peeping is supposed to be a wonderful, wonderful sport.
Dude, it was bad.
Oh, but it's supposed to be such a good time, just a fun period of the year, you know?
It's supposed to be one of the most wonderful times of the year, but it went so bad. I think you have a news article about it, right?
Oh, no, yeah,
okay.
I guess so.
Every year they come out here on the weekends to come look at the changing leaves.
And this year, Sergeant Nathan Robinson says Highway 285 is more crowded than he's seen in years.
Last year we had a freeze early on, which kind of tapered down the leaves, but this year it's stuck around a lot longer.
A bigger volume of cars means more traffic backups, and more traffic backups mean more frustration.
It's usually people darting in and out of traffic, so they'll try and pass in no passing zones. They'll speed and tailgate. They'll try and run people off the side of the road just to get ahead of them.
Robinson says it isn't just reckless driving he's responded to either. At least one accident was caused by a driver trying to pass a car that stopped for a view.
Ran up the tire of an illegally parked car and rolled on its side.
Boy.
He says the sheriff's office is already stretched thin, and having to answer calls like this put them even further behind, especially in that bad traffic.
It can take upwards of 2 hours for one of us to get somewhere.
I didn't realize this was going on, that you just pull over on the side of the road and peep.
Well, you're not supposed to.
Yeah.
So here's what happened. I'm gonna find some of these people complaining about. What happened in some of the passes, though, people were parking on both sides of the street. And so she said that they parked like on both sides, which you're only supposed to be on like one side, but they parked on both sides. Because it's kind of a one way, you know, like just go in this way through that pass. And then they got everybody got stuck. They couldn't move. And they couldn't back up because people were buying
them. No one could come
down the middle, yeah. Yeah, so they were stuck.
We've never had this problem before, have we? I don't remember talking about this.
No, we haven't. And usually, like, leaf peepers are like bird watchers. They're just kind people. Like, leaf peepers are like the kindest people of Colorado.
Exactly. Yeah, it's supposed to be such a wonderful little sport.
Yeah, but I think, like, what he said, we didn't have a freeze or anything. So, I mean, if you've seen some of the pictures, it is gorgeous. It's absolutely gorgeous. So I think more people than ever are going up. But one person says that they went 4.4 miles, okay? 4.4 miles from the city of Jefferson to Kenosha Pass, 2 hours.
Oh, my.
4.4 miles.
In 2 hours. Oh,
and they said people had their dogs out, walking their dogs along the highway.
Yeah, I'd be angry.
So they're telling you, if you're going to go again, if you're going to go anytime this week or this weekend, bring food and make sure your gas tank is full and you're fully charged.
And a lot of these roads, as everybody knows, are these small two-lane roads, right? One direction, one coming the other direction. That's it. Very little shoulder to pull over. I would never pull over for something like that. I mean, you wait till you get to one of those areas, but I guess we have thousands of people doing it and just clogging up the system.
Oh my God. There's this, I follow My Mountain Town, which is a Facebook page. And one of the posters, she lives up on a cliff, like over 285. Yep. And she took a video and it's going, I mean, you can't even see it end. And she's like, I hope all of you people have food and water.
The traffic's just at a standstill.
It's just at a standstill. She just pans it. It's just crazy.
That's ridiculous.
Well, yeah, because all you want to do is go see some leaves and peep.
It takes you 4 hours to go.
Hey, look, that's exactly why I wait on the leaf peeping to come to me at the DTC. That is my motto.
And they're already starting to change.
Yep. Tomorrow here on this show, I'll be sitting here in the studio with a t-shirt on that says leaf peepers suck.
Wow, why?
I'm gonna go get me a leaf peepers t-shirt.
No, they don't suck. It's just nobody expected this kind of mass. I guess there was a rage incident.
I can see that.
But you gotta be smarter, Ned, if you're going up to do the leaf peeping. But you can't just pull on the side of the road.
I know, but we
thousands
all...
Thousands of people.
Understood, but we all think we're smart when we're going. We don't know there's gonna be one dumbass.
It only takes one to clog up everything.
Clog a lot.
Ruin it all.
Sounds like it was more than one, though.
Well, in some of the passes, but the amount of traffic where nobody was like jamming it, it was just the amount of volume people were going up there.
Who would have thought?
I know.
Who would have thought something so innocent? Oh, so innocent.
Everything's going to hell, even leaf peeping.
You can't even leaf peep without complaints.
I know whose fault this is.
I love it. You and Carson have talked about leaf peeping. See what you got into.
I know, right?
See what you guys are a part of.
I mean, it is beautiful.
It's beautiful.
A bunch of rotten people.
No, like you go up and you go up and you stay at the Westin or whatever, over that ridge is like you sit in those hot tubs. Oh my God, it's so pretty.
I don't understand why this year. Well, according to that, because of the freeze last year. But I can't remember ever talking about
road rage
from peeping.
I'll tell you why, because I think it's something free to do, and right now people are really strapped for money, and it was a free weekend thing to do with your family.
I guess so.
And it feels like a big event.
But it wasn't because you ran out of gas and you had to get a tow truck.
That would suck.
It would suck.
You know, me, Lisa, Frog, head up there to do some leaf peeping and run out of gas, no food, all stuck, have to call a tow truck. Man, I'd be angry.
Right?
Over these leaves.
Yeah, because nobody's going to help you. They're not going to come back, take you down, and get gas and bring you back up.
Absolutely.
They're literally doing road rage reports on TV this morning of the leaf peepers.
I know. What happened? Like, we were all such nice people.
Ugly. It's turned really ugly.
Bad.
Oh, man. We can't wait for those leaves to fall off those trees fast enough to clear up this situation.
Because
it's going to be bad again this weekend.
Yeah.
It will be because, I mean, we're going to have this warm weather through the rest of this week. Record-breaking temperatures, they say. And you're going to have the same situation next weekend.
You know, I wish I knew about that Bustang. Yeah. Because I really always want to take that Mustang because I think that sounds so nice just to sleep. But somebody said you're not guaranteed, like even if you buy a round trip ticket, you're not guaranteed that they have enough room. Is that true?
They leave you?
Yeah.
So they like oversell it sometimes?
What? I guess so. But I don't know if that's true. It might be the internet.
It might be the internet.
We got to look into that.
Let me not say that until I know for sure, but I don't know.
But here's the deal. Guys, if you're like me and you don't have any desire whatsoever to go leave PB, okay? But your wife is dying to go, like mine, okay?
It's just a road trip. It's fun. It's a family. Don't trust me. It's a family thing. Learn what it is. It's not about you. It's about the family.
You have the perfect out now. Pull up these stories about road rage and people being stuck without food, water, out of gas. You've got the perfect out. Show these to your wife. That way you won't have to go. You can stay back here and watch football.
Do you even understand the simple pleasure of leaf peeping?
They're doing reports about road rage. People are ready to kill each other over these trees. What are you talking about?
Simple pleasure and it's free. I mean, it's a beautiful family event. You know, making memories, BJ. That's what it's all about.
Spadell, it's dangerous up there.
It sounds dangerous.
It's dangerous.
Oh, my God.
It was like one incident that they're blowing up here.
Don't go.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show again. Gotta tell you, Alice in Winterland, big announcement coming up in 40 minutes.
This is exciting. Yeah. I'm excited about this concert.
All right, so and we'll give
and
away
tickets.
And
I'll be honest, sometimes I'm not, but this one I really, really am.
Yeah, we've had a couple of turds in the past.
Yeah, yeah.
We have.
What was it, like 3 years ago, 4 years?
We'll get specific about it, okay. But there was a couple in there. Yeah. But this is
this
big.
This one's really good.
All right, let's get to this. Is this... Who is this again?
Okay,
this is,
so it's Collins. What's his name? Will Ferrell.
Will Ferrell.
Why did I say Collins? Right. Will Ferrell and this person, this woman now, Harper. So Will Ferrell was on Saturday Night Live, right?
Right.
And Harper was a writer. Okay, and they were great friends, just great, great, great friends. And then all of a sudden, and that's what like. Will had his wife and their kids. Harper, her name used to be, I forgot what her name used to be, but she was a man when they were on Saturday Night Live. And, okay. And she got married to a, you know, so she was hetero and she had a couple kids. And then one day.
Back up just a minute here. You lost me.
Yeah, I know. It's hard to.
All right, now Harper was a dude.
Yeah, Harper was a dude.
On Saturday Night Live.
He
a
was
writer,
a writer.
A
yeah.
writer.
Yeah.
Harper. Married a woman.
Harp.
And had a couple
Let's call
of kids.
Him Harp back then.
But Harp.
Yeah.
Married a woman.
Had a couple kids.
Had a couple of kids.
Yeah. And okay. They all were friends and everything was great and blah, blah, blah.
But.
And then one day, Will gets a letter from Harp saying, I'm going to be Harper. I'm taking hormones, estrogen. I'm going to have surgery. And I now am a woman. I'm identifying as Harper.
Okay. So Harper, the writer that was a dude that was married with two kids, has decided now to become a woman.
Correct.
And informed his good friend, Will, or her good friend, Will.
Correct.
That she's about to become a woman.
Right.
Yeah.
And so I feel like they exploited it, but that's just, so now it's a Netflix special. And it's basically about how Will Ferrell, how do you accept somebody that you knew as your bro bra for all this time,
yeah.
And now she's a woman. And so he wanted to go on a road trip with her and figure out how they find this path together. Like, yeah. What does it all mean?
Like their new relationship.
And I have the actual trailer for it.
Okay. All right.
Hi there. I'm Will Ferrell, one of the greatest actors in the world. A long time ago, back when I was at Saturday Night Live, I met a guy who was hired as a writer the same week I was hired. He wrote a bunch of sketches for me and eventually became the head writer of SNL. And over the years, he became one of my closest friends. And then one day, I got this email. Hey, Will, something I need you to know. I'll be transitioning to live as a woman.
I don't doubt that Will is my friend, but I'm not Andrew Steele anymore.
It was just... Whoa.
I love this country so much. I just don't know if it loves me back right now.
Harper, would you want to do a road trip as this new version of yourself?
So here's the thing. I watched it because remember, I was sick over the weekend, kidney number one acting out. But anyway, I watched it and it wasn't funny. It felt weird. It felt uncomfortable. And let me explain why. Okay, so you and I are friends outside of the show. Like, when we go in the parking lot, we crack each other up, right?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It's super funny, just you and I, and we're not doing it for anybody but us. Like, yeah. We just make each other laugh, right?
Right.
And so I feel like that's how those two were, right? They were funny together, even outside of Saturday Night Live and stuff, and they were just friends. And you know how when you have a good friend that's funny, it's like the best? And so I want you, all right, we'll role play. So
okay.
Let me explain.
All right,
now you're going to be Harper.
I am.
Yeah.
So but am listen, I a dude or a girl?
You're a woman.
I am.
You have you have breasts and you have a wiener.
Really?
Listen. Take this
right
serious, because I'm going to try to explain why it was uncomfortable.
Okay.
This part isn't uncomfortable to me. All right. And I'm still your friend, Jamie.
You're my friend, Jamie.
But you're BJ.
And I'm taking hormones.
Yeah, you have hormones.
So I'm on edge right now, because I got my hormones raging. I got boobs. Got a wiener.
So you and I are going to take a road trip. You've written me,
yeah.
BJ, and now you're Beej. And you've written me, but we've been friends forever, and I know you're funny, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so now you have boobs and a wiener,
yeah.
And I see you, and we're going to go on a road trip.
Right.
Right? Well, I only know you as the person that we were always funny together, right? So I'm like, dude, you got boobs and a wiener,
yeah.
Right?
Jamie, look at these.
Right? None of that happened. None of that happened.
No, really?
She was so serious and so struggling about everything. And it was so uncomfortable to watch Will try to navigate this, because like me, all of a sudden with you, because we're always funny. And then me, like all of a sudden you start crying, like, it's not funny. I really am a woman. And you're like, oh, but I just thought we were still friends. Like, we could do this.
So when you watch this thing, I mean, Will is not in his character.
No,
because he's all about, you know, being comedy.
Right.
And so he can't even crack jokes about
it.
No,
and she wants to be treated like a woman and be feminine. It was so uncomfortable, because
you would think that the two of them would figure that part out before they shot it.
Exactly.
Or during shooting.
Yeah.
That it would be like, okay, everybody stop the cameras. This isn't going the way I thought it would go. Or at least one would speak up.
And you kept breaking down. And I'm not a therapist, right? Like, I don't know how to deal with what you're going through and what you went through and all that stuff. And there's nothing funny. Nothing funny happens at all in the... There's a champagne scene, but they're not in it. And it's pretty funny. But there's nothing in it that's funny, like, at all. She just keeps breaking down. And you know... And the one thing you do learn is you are taught, like, the struggles of the being... trans,
yeah,
you know, and we should probably stop saying blew a tranny, because now I feel sensitive.
No, that's what happened to our race car.
I know, but now I feel like
so
I have. Now I feel like I did like sensitivity training since I've watched this movie, and I don't feel
you've got a new outlook.
Yeah, I just blew a tranny. I can't do it anymore.
Right.
I just can't. But it's weird, because then it was like he was mocking her because he dressed up all goofy when they went out to dinner, and she was trying to be really pretty.
Oh.
And so, I don't know, it's just...
Yeah.
And then the whole production was such a mess, in my opinion, that at the end, it was so contrived that they tried to fix it at the end. I won't say what happened at the end, where he was like acting like, okay, I accept you now. But like, if you... BJ, I promise you.
Yeah.
If I got a wiener,
yeah,
I would still have fun with you.
You would? What exactly do you mean by fun? Because now that changes a lot, Jamie. It changes a lot. I gotta tell you, having fun doesn't seem the same. I mean, having fun right now is cracking a joke in the elevator. I don't know what else is gonna happen in the elevator.
Oh my God, never mind. I'm trying to explain it. Like, she just lost her, like, her personality too. But like, she's really serious,
like,
and really
the
unhappy.
Funny side of the writer was
just
gone.
It's just all gone.
It sounds like both of them entered this thing with two different conceptions of what exactly the show was about, and it never went in either one's direction. They're just trying to stay in the middle, which is clearly not entertaining at all.
No, and he tries to be funny in it, and it lands wrong every time. It just lands
That's
wrong.
That's so awkward for Will.
You can't take him seriously. I mean, you just
right,
can't.
Right, like he's
Every
a goofball.
Every role he's ever played, he's a goofy guy, you know?
And he's not
and
a therapist, and she keeps breaking down, and he keeps like kind of touching her shoulder like, it's okay.
I wonder if he now thinks, that was a horrible idea.
Yeah,
I
feel like he did
there.
While they were filming.
Yeah.
Because he kept saying, like, we're
Sounds
not doing
like
one
it.
Fun thing.
That sounds like you talking to me.
It was, anyway, it's on Netflix. It's called Will and Harper.
Wow.
The one thing, excuse me, Will and Harper, and it's on Netflix. The one thing I will tell you, honestly, that it does do is teaches you the struggles that, that people go through as, what do you call it?
In their transition.
There we go. I don't even know what to call it. Yeah, I mean, because that part of their life is really sad, that how they struggle. And again, we can't say blue training anymore.
We can't?
I'm out of that one.
Well, I haven't watched the show, so I can still say it. Well, I didn't watch it, so I don't have that sensitivity.
Right? Yeah, yep. There's no empathy.
No, blue training, man.
I mean, just a struggle like
that's
that.
That's a race car.
You learn about a lot about their lives. Like, yeah. Wow, it's real, and it's not, you know, it's like, it's sad because they've lived a lie in their own heads.
Is it getting bad reviews?
No, it's getting good reviews. I'm the only one that gave them a bad one.
Oh, really? It is getting good reviews.
Yeah, I guess
Nobody else is seeing it that way?
Well, I
guess it's politically correct. You can't say it's bad.
That is exactly what's happening.
You know what I'm saying?
Because I really feel like if you got boobs and you kept your wiener, I would literally be hazing you so hard because that's who we are to each other.
I'd turn you into HR. In a heartbeat.
I would be like, hey, do you want to honk and, you know, and? Because, I mean, to me, you're the ultimate, like, human body now, because even women love boobs.
Right.
So I could honk you while we did the other.
Right. I'd probably do it with you once. But then I'm going to HR. after one time, okay? I have my limits, you know.
Oh, my God.
BJ and Jamie, politically correct on a Monday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hollywood news and gossip. Without the Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's tabloid trash on Alice 105.9.
I don't want to give away too much of Will and Harper because people are yelling at me saying, hey, you know what? He dressed up because he didn't want to use his fame and she wanted to see how she was treated in public. I understand that. I watched the documentary. The problem is that if Will Ferrell really wanted to go into a restaurant and not be Will Ferrell and treat her like a lady because she was so dressed up and she had beautiful makeup on and he shows up like, He bought at a comedy store or whatever, like a mustache that hangs way down, and he bought the most ridiculous outfit. And when when he showed up, you could just see her heart break. Like, oh, really? Like, you're playing dress up because you think I'm dressing up? You know, like, she just, yeah. I feel like she wanted him to show up in a tux or whatever.
Yeah.
And he could have flown in makeup people and had a whole, like, Hollywood, you
done
know.
Done it right.
Done it right if yeah. he didn't want people to know who he was.
What are those masks?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so people are like, you don't understand. I understood it. You don't wear that kind of outfit if you don't want to draw attention to you. I mean, he drew more attention to him with that outfit than not.
I haven't seen Harper, okay? Now, is Harper a looker?
No. I mean.
Really?
Yeah.
On a scale of 1 to 10 as a woman?
Negative.
Ooh. Harper.
Ooh, yeah, Harper geez. Can't. Yeah,
Harper. Harper.
But that's okay. Doesn't matter how. She looks as long as she truly is happy. Well, I think. I don't know. She kept breaking down, but I was happy that she's living, as Oprah would say, her authentic self. But man, she's really struggling. It was hard to watch because you feel bad for her, but you also feel bad for Will because Will is like, oh my God, you're my friend. Let's be funny together. And nothing's funny and you're crying. And and then I felt bad for her because I felt like she wanted Will to like treat her like a beautiful woman at a restaurant, but instead he keeps trying to stick back on his mustache.
That sounds like a
it
lot.
Was a kind of a train wreck, to be honest. But whatever, enjoy it.
Yeah, great reviews.
Well, listen, but what did it do? It taught me empathy, and I have
more.
Yes, of course.
It won't last long.
No. You got to watch that part of it because you do feel bad.
Well, yeah, but I'm just saying
because they really are living a lie, right. And it's so sad for them.
Are you going to feel this way by Friday? I feel like your empathy is going to go away pretty fast.
Wow.
Well, I just know you, Jamie.
You don't know me.
The authentic you.
But, yeah, but the thing is, never mind. I should stop talking. Hey, was Taylor at Travis's game?
No.
Oh, no.
No, she didn't make it.
What happened?
I will tell you this.
What?
I told you to bet on Travis Kelce this past weekend, didn't I? I told you all
you did
these
say
rumors
it. You did.
Coming out.
You did.
He had a stellar game.
He did?
Unbelievable.
Oh, really?
Oh, he's all they threw to.
Oh.
It was unbelievable.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Wow.
The first half, I think he had 7 catches for like 80-something yards. Unbelievable.
Well, his teammates even wore shirts with him on them. Like, they had this
like
whole,
he died?
It was like a tribute to Travis Kelce on their shirts. It was all graphic tees, and they were all wearing them with his face.
Why?
On them and everything. It said Travis Kelce Dreamathon or something like that on the back.
Well, maybe that was like a charity.
No, it was in support of him.
Dreamathon
and the tough time he was going through, like all the criticism he's been getting.
Dreamathon? Do you have more details about this?
No, that's what it was. It was in support of Travis Kelce and all the heat he's taking.
Dreamathon.
That's nice of this.
Hey, Spadell, are you looking into Dreamathon?
Yeah. It says that the shirts were made by Dreamathon. I'm trying to figure out what that is.
Oh.
Did they even say it?
Okay. Sounds like
care.
A charity.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, all right, anyway. Yeah, so good for him. He had a comeback, right?
He killed it. No, I don't really like that because I don't like the Chiefs.
No, I know you don't.
I don't like Travis Kelce. I don't like the Chiefs. Taylor's okay, I guess. But he had a stellar game.
Here's the other thing, though. What do we think's going on with Taylor? I haven't seen him together. I haven't seen him together. Do you think she's knocked up?
Oh. Well, I don't know.
See,
I don't know.
So what you do is you lay low until you know everything's good with your pregnancy.
Yeah.
You kind of stay hidden. You don't talk about it. You just, and you don't want anybody to see like a little bitty bump in case things go wrong.
Well, the date, remember the date they had that was supposed to be in the contract?
It was.
Their breakup date? That was just happened.
September 28th, I think.
Yeah, it just happened over the weekend. And he released some type of statement, I think, that solidified the fact they're still together.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, to you know, offset that contract talk.
Well, I'm going to just tell you, I think she's pregnant.
You do?
Yep, and I think that's why she's laying low. That's what I'm going with.
Okay.
That's it. Mm-hmm. Right. Start that rumor, folks.
Because even at the MTV VMAs, when she was there, I noticed that was the last time she was seen in public, I think. She wasn't drinking, I don't think, like she normally does at award shows.
She usually has a cocktail in her hand.
Yeah, she's usually feeling it.
Yeah. And so she didn't have one?
I don't think she did.
Oh, my God. Maybe I'm on to actually something.
Really?
Maybe not. I don't know. Let's see here. Oh, the Buffs also played some football, and I guess they won. They're saying Buffs are the leading whatever to win the whatever. That's what they're saying. The 12-something conference?
The Big 12?
The Big 12. Yeah, I guess they're the favorite. No, they're not leading. They're the favorite, people's favorite. Everybody thinks they're going to win the Big 12. And they think that Travis Hunter,
yeah.
They think he's going to win the Heisman.
Really? He is so
yep.
good.
He is. He should.
It's unbelievable.
He really should.
We'll see.
He is amazing. You know, what's that one? Johnny Football?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's on Real Housewives. No, he's on Selling Sunset.
Johnny Manziel.
Yeah, he's on Selling Sunset.
Yeah.
And he seems to have it together.
He might.
Yeah.
I mean, he's gone through some rough stuff.
Yeah, he has.
He had drug problem, drinking problem, all kinds of problems.
Well, you know the girl that had one of...
Nick Carter.
Oh, my God. I love you for knowing that.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, Nick Carter. Yeah. Bree.
Yes. Yep. Oh, my God. See, I love that he has some of that in him.
Yeah.
Yeah. I did. Well, it happens. I just watched the episode.
Yeah.
I just watched the episode that Johnny Manziel was actually on
right,
that one.
Right, right.
But I love it because otherwise I just sit here and, you know, if I have three
charades.
Guys. Yeah, it's three guys
charades.
Here that yeah. should usually not know this. Thank you, Carson.
You're yeah. welcome. I'm glad I could be there for you.
Yeah. So anyway, so the girl that had a baby with Nick Carter. Right?
Yes.
Bree. Yeah, she used to be married to Johnny Football.
Yeah, and I had no idea.
Yeah, I didn't either. Yeah. And she said he was a wreck, a train wreck, or whatever, and that he cheated on her, just a mess. And he's still so in love with her.
And he crashed her car.
Yeah, took off in it.
He's got to be out of money.
Well, he was looking at a $2 million home.
Yeah,
he was?
She's a realtor.
In L.A.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
Well, $2 million in L.A. is not that much.
Well, that is true.
Actually.
Yeah. What am I saying? Nick Cannon. Oh, we're saying
yeah,
Carter.
Nick Cannon. It was
you
Nick
said
Cannon.
Carter.
I did yeah, say Nick Carter. Cannon. Yeah, you're right, but you didn't correct us, did you?
I don't know.
You knew what we were talking
job.
About.
You're the one who wore the penny loafers in this morning, not me. I don't know who it is. Nick Carter, Nick Cannon. I don't watch it.
There's a lot of Nicks out there.
Anyway, Nick Cannon, not yeah. Nick Carter.
You're blaming me for not correcting.
And you people know who you're talking about, all right? Calm
you
down.
Said Nick Carter.
Well, it's canon. My God. All right, anyway, so the Diddy tapes exist. Here is the attorney for a new person that is accusing Diddy. Just listen.
You're saying that there's tapes and they're being shopped?
Yes, there have been people already shopping.
We've heard about the tapes, but
yes.
the shopping thing is
yes, there already have been tapes leaking around Hollywood, being shopped around to individuals in Hollywood. But one particular person contacted me to shop a particular video they were in possession of and to contact the person who was in the video to see if they were interested in purchasing the video before it became a public knowledge.
I've heard this before. So like a catch and kill.
Catch and kill, correct.
Wow. Can you, and I guess you can't reveal the person who is on
No,
the
I can't explain who the person was, but Mr.
High profile?
Combs, Mr. Combs was in the tape and this other person is, I would venture to say, more high profile than Mr. Combs.
J-Lo.
Oh, good guess. Oh, should we be playing this game? It feels insensitive.
Yeah.
Nah. I kind of like the game. I got nothing else to do.
I was
got a name
go
for me?
Anybody Justin else Bieber.
Bieber?
Oh, God. Yeah. That makes me sad. Because
he is
now,
more high profile.
Now you totally took away the fun. Because now it's just gross. And it's,
yeah. I wish you hadn't gone there.
Well, now it's a minor.
That's what I was,
man, you ruined like the fun game.
I mean,
we were kind of. I was gonna kind of go along with BJ because like, it was adults.
Yeah,
you went all pedophile.
Yeah, that was kind of weird.
Oh, that's a bummer.
Just all right. Feeling.
Anyway, there you go. Tabloid trash.
I thought for sure you'd guess Nick Carter. This show, I swear. I swear. All right, we're about 15 minutes away.
Woo!
15 minutes away. Alice in Winterland, we will give you the lineup. Well, at least part of the lineup, all right? That's coming up here in about 15 minutes. Stand by. And we'll give away the absolute first pair of tickets to see Alice in Winterland. And that happens in just moments.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.